What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello.
It's me, Mario.
And it's a Monday. And today we're going to have a lo-fi show.
We are. Sorry about the sound.
It's called Room Mic. We talk about the Grand Slam Comedy Show, which is the reason that we have the lo-fi show.
And your plumbing adventures.
We talk about sleeping naked in a guitar case, which is not easy.
Yeah, and the troll of Walmart.
Yeah. What a troll. Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show for a Monday. In case you're wondering, my name's Terry. Half of Terry and Gatch.
I'm the other third.
He's just Gatch.
Nope, just Gatch. Just Gatch.
That might make people think your name's Justin.
I know, yeah.
Is there any language where they inadvertently transpose D's and J's?
People call me Justin all the time when after I tell them my name.
Really?
Yeah.
There's way more Justins than Dustins.
I just figure I must just like mumble the shit out of that first letter.
Mustin?
Nope.
Did you say Mustin?
No, yeah.
Nustin.
You mean Sustin?
Oh. Hey, Tustin.
Hey. Robo-Tustin.
This is Zustin Batchel. I can't ever hear the first letter he says.
Yeah, in any word.
All right, so I mentioned this does sound a little like Caius because...
Now you're telling me it sounds like Ozzy.
This sounds like Ozzy?
Without the timber? Is it the timber when you kind of go, ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like when you chop down a tree?
Yeah.
Like timber!
When he goes, smoking and drinking at you there, or whatever he does.
Yeah!
Yeah, maybe a little less of that, but he kind of has that range.
Yeah. Well, this is the singer from Caius and the drummer from Caius. We've played these guys a few times over the last month or two. Vista Chino.
Ah.
And I saw them listed as... they're Caius. They wanted to be Caius, but with the whole legality of everything.
And with the Vista Chino, what that is like a lookout with steamed milk. Isn't that the Chino part? Foamed hot milk.
Kappa.
Added. Yeah.
They wanted to be called Kappa Chino, but Starbucks sued them.
I bet.
Starbucks and Josh Homme. I stumbled across something about Josh Homme the other day. I was looking for something, and it said Josh Homme's net worth. So I had to click on it.
Yeah.
What do you think he's... What's your guess for his net worth? I mean, he's been in...
My first number that came to my mind, but that's just out there, is $32
million. Yeah, that's a little high, but I think
that's
the number...
That's what I thought.
The number that I found out is apparently reported.
Eight.
Still, that's close, $7 million. That's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, for being as underground... I mean, Queens are popular. Them Crooked Vultures got a little popularity, but they're still on that lower tier. They're not like Five Finger Death Punch or you know, those bands that are played on the radio every day.
But I would, if I was at an event, though, I mean, you could sell tickets to Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, big time.
And know that they're going to sell out.
Yeah.
That it's, you know, there's not going to be an empty seat. Whereas Five Finger Death Punch...
It's going to sell out.
Is it?
Dude, they're fucking ridiculously popular.
Because to me, it'd be like, I don't know, at any moment, everybody could start not wanting to see those guys. They just aren't that confirmed, but maybe they are.
I just see them for the very reason so I could fucking five-finger death punch everybody in the band.
Yeah.
That's a cool name, actually, for a shitty band, because I think they took that from Kill Bill. That's how Uma Thurman killed... David.
Oh, but it's a thing from Bruce Lee, isn't it? Isn't
probably.
It Bruce Lee's...
Probably. But, you know, you make a little thing with your five fingers, and then you punch him in the heart with your fingertips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It kills you.
I think it's a... I don't know if Bruce Lee came up with it, but I think he used it in one of his movies.
Probably so.
And then after that, it was parodied many times, probably in like, look at me, hi-ya, boom, then you just dropped dead.
Yeah, I just touched him on the chest and fucking died.
Yeah, it's like you hit five vital points in the body at once, and it just shuts everything down. You're just dead.
It's fucking awesome.
I know.
I want to learn how to do it. It's like the Spock one. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, intensified. Like, it is. I pinch you on the neck and you're going to go to sleep for a little while. You can take a little nap now.
Did you ever watch The A-Team when you were a kid?
I did. I loved The A-Team. I don't remember, like, total specifics, but I remember watching it a lot.
Even then, I thought it was... It must have... Mr. T must have been really fucking dumb to always fall for that. I'm gonna get a shot because we gotta fly somewhere. Every fucking time, like, oh, sometimes two times in episodes, they'd be like, oh no, I ain't getting into that plane. Be like, oh yes, you are. They shoot him full of fucking juice to turn him out. I give him some, here, drink this warm milk. Why do you want me to drink warm milk? Boo. No reason. A plane?
I pity the fool that drinks warm milk. Look at this fucking mohawk I got. I got big gold chains. Why do you think they call him a B.A. Baracus? You know what they call him, B.A.?
He probably kept a pawn shop in business.
You know what his name was? Why they called him B.A.?
Badass?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a badass Baracus. That's a funny name when you say badass. Badass Baracus.
It is. But if him and Danny Trejo were in a movie together, I would think Danny Trejo was the badass.
Yeah.
Because he was in a movie called Badass, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was a pretty badass movie. I liked it. Yeah.
I haven't gotten around to watching it yet.
I think that... Are they about the same age, you think?
No.
Trejo's got to be getting old.
Trejo's, like, probably over 70.
You don't think Mr. T's 70?
No. Is I think 20? Trejo's probably way
was
older.
Was Mr. T 25 when he was in Rocky and the A-Team and that shit?
Yeah, but, I mean, Trejo was getting locked up in the 60s. He was, like, getting locked up for stealing cars, I think, as a youth. Like a late teenager in the 60s.
Yeah.
So, I remember, yeah, hearing some stories of his, and I thought, wow, that guy is really old.
Junior says wow a lot, I've noticed.
Wow.
Fucking Steve Harvey.
Wow.
If you turn on Family Feud at any given time and watch for at least 5 minutes, he's going to say, wow.
It's a good...
I've been really enjoying that show. Now that I watch it, my family wants to go on there.
You guys should.
It's in, like, Atlanta now. It wasn't... Oh, here's what else I found out. Welcome to Family Feud from sunny Orlando. Okay, new shows used to be on regular daytime TV, but now... Mm-hmm. And I was recording those two episodes and watching them pretty much every day. Just two quick episodes, fast forward through the commercials, take me maybe 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then that went off. Like, at the end of the season, they're just not on anymore, new shows, but they got Game Show Network, which runs, like, 6 shows every night from, like, 8 to 10 or something.
Did it move stations?
No, no, it's always, the reruns have always been on GSN, but CBS, I looked all over the major network channels that it's normally on, not on there anymore, so I think they're taking a break. But
they might be through the holidays.
You know who their announcer was? They were from sunny Orlando, Florida, Family Feud.
Uh-huh.
I'm Joey Fatone.
Huh.
Do you know who Joey Fatone is?
Isn't he one of the Backstreet Boys or something?
He's from NSYNC. He was the baritone singer from NSYNC.
I thought I saw those guys on a commercial the other day, too, but they looked pretty enough to be, like, boy band, but, and, like, you know, all groomed and plastic enough.
Uh-huh.
And they all looked like they knew each other, and that's...
Is that what it was? They were boy
band? I don't know. That was my assumption after I saw that. I'd turn the channel after that. It wasn't, it was on some music show, too, like that CMA. Nothing was on, so I was just like, I wonder, like, what's on that for a second?
Yeah.
You know, I was gonna TV bomb Flame since he was over.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, one time he was over, and I just turned it to the Country Music Awards just to see what was going on. Sometimes it's fun to have people think that you watch that when you're alone.
It is. And they're like, wow, that guy's weird. I thought he was cool.
I know. He's watching, got that Garth Brooks special again that he TiVo'd.
Yeah. He's a closet Brooks fan.
No.
Well, he likes Christine's way better. He's got a harder edge.
Who likes Garth Brooks? Who likes Chris Gaines more? I don't even think Garth Brooks likes Chris Gaines anymore.
Well, not with his album sales. I'm sure he hated him. He's like, look, I sell millions. And Chris Gaines comes along and sells
It was such a vain gimmick, though, wasn't it?
Yes.
Like, you know it's me, but I'm just going to change my name to see if I could sell it under this other name.
I'm going to grow a goatee and change my hat.
Yeah. Why didn't he just go, I am going to do a different style album this time, rather than...
Well, he
than...
made a deal with Will the Devil Ferrell, remember?
Yeah. Not like, I'm going to change my entire look and try to disguise myself when it's, like, obvious to 99% of the people.
I think it was one of those, I'm just going to try this to see if it works kind of deal.
Like
Hootie did, and it worked. With Hootie, he crossed over from... semi almost country shitty college rock to fucking just straight up country.
So now there's a college country craze probably going on somewhere. Welcome to your college country music station.
Taylor Swift isn't even country anymore. She's pop rock. Weird.
Yeah.
I heard a couple songs and no film.
Word it has it you don't want to date her, she'll write a song about you.
Oh, I know. I would like to date her.
No, because word has it that, I don't know who she went out with, but it was one of the people that she went out with came out and said, all she wants to do is kiss.
Wasn't it?
Kiss all night or something like that.
Justin Bieber?
I don't know. But they were implying that she just liked to kiss, like lots of kissing.
Kiss?
Like kissing foreplay kind of a thing. Yeah. We'll kiss for 6 hours, and then you can stick it in my vagina.
No, don't do that. I changed my mind. The kissing was enough. I'm feeling wet. There was another funny question. Not funny, but saying kiss reminded me of it. There was a question on Family Feud was, name a rock band that has sold the most records.
And that course, has sold the most records? Okay, yeah. I'm going to go Eagles.
Didn't make the list. Nobody even said it.
I'm going to go Steve Miller Band.
And I don't know if
I'm talking top 25 here.
I don't think
here.
They mean... maybe they said release the most records.
Okay, you got Michael Jackson, Pink Floyd, The Beatles.
The first one I said was Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones.
That was number two. Beatles was number one, which I thought was weird because The Beatles were only a band for 7 years.
But this is survey.
Yeah.
They survey 100 people.
So this team, they... practically almost cleared the board. They said Beatles, Rolling Stones, Aerosmith. I was thinking AC/DC, not up there. The Who, not up there. Who has released a lot of albums. But the one that booked Kiss, so it was, what did I say? Beatles, Rolling Stones, Kiss, Aerosmith. And number five was fucking U2. I almost turned
that. That's still in the people's collective.
Yeah,
it's like
their first album was like 85, and you got Rolling Stones and the Beatles that came out 20 years before them.
Their last hit was their last solid hit, as far as like got a lot of airplay. Uh-huh. I think was from Rattling Home when they did that Angel of Desire or whatever. And then after that, they kind of went downhill because they came up after that with that Zooropa. Yeah, that they spent all that money. The big thing was the multimedia tour and
they
stuff.
They played Autzen Stadium.
Which I guess would be kind of cool, because they've always been kind of like a step ahead there.
Yeah.
That they take
it was
the,
groundbreaking.
That they spend their money towards that, rather than just like fucking... Yeah, buying a 6 billion inch TV for your fireplace.
And I might have told the story before, but I have friends who saw U2 at the Pioneer Villa.
I bet it'd be a good show if you liked their music.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. The Edge is just awesome.
They probably play for 3 hours, I would imagine.
He's such an edgy guitarist.
They were in that one show, too, right? What show was that on?
I don't know. I never saw that show.
Was it on?
Well, The Edge was on that show with Jimmy Page and Jack.
They were on a show to where, like, it was Entourage.
Oh.
It was Entourage. One of the guys, it was his birthday, and one of the guys said, I don't know, I'll get you guys tickets. And then part of the show, one scene was shot at the actual concert. They're all in the middle there, acting their characters while they're at a U2 show. And then it kind of pans out, and I think Bono said, like, happy birthday to Turtle, or whatever character's birthday it was. And so I just thought it was weird that it was just kind of like that was, I guess they're so big they could just be written into the fiction of the of the times.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't put them up there, though. I don't see what the, is there, do they have a super talented drummer?
He's not bad, but no, he's not, he
that well. That'd be good if you know, he's if you're new too. Otherwise, they would have replaced him by now, right? Are they still original?
All four original.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That probably keeps the fans going. You got the Edge, you got Bono, and then you got the Blade. Is Wesley Snipes in there?
Yeah, the Blade and the Mac the Knife. Edge is a knife. So, hey, I'd like to roll this up into one. Thanks to everybody who didn't come out, and shame to anybody who didn't, that said they were going to. Not shame, but we hope to see you in about 3 weeks because we're coming back. It was a successful night. It was a packed house. Small room. Easy to pack, but it was a fun time.
Dude, it was a can of sardines in there. I'm telling you, dude.
It was so funny when Eric was doing this set.
I held off a piss for 5 minutes because I didn't want to walk through the people. And then I said, fuck
Alex it. Alexander, when he was doing his set and Robert Johnson opened the door to walk in, and he's like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. He's like, come on in, sir.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, somebody's started calling him Dad. He's like, Dad! Dad! And Eric was trying to tell his joke, and he kept going, Dad! And then Eric stopped and goes, Dad!
They were calling Eric Dad?
No, I think they were calling Robert Dad.
Oh.
Because as soon as he walked in, they kept saying, Dad. He's got a really big beard, but...
Like Norm.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, we had a lot of fun, and thanks to the comics who came down, Zach Jenkins and Alexander Moore, and great job on Dustin's part hosting the show and telling some jokes. And I haven't listened to we recorded the sets, so I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. I liked my set, but I think it was about 40. We were talking. I think I mentioned this to you the other night. I saw on a website people who do festivals and comedy clubs and stuff like that. Talking about the fact of whether 1 hour is too long of a comedy set, where people start to lose. Because I noticed that about 30 minutes into my set, I kind of lost them a little bit, and it may have been the material, or it may have just been the fact that a couple conversations sprouted up. And I've realized that in a small room like that, I can just raise my voice a little bit and talk a little bit louder, and say fuck or something, and then they'll start listening.
There's also the hour point into a show of like the smoke break. You know, because a comedy show, I think people hold off longer for a smoke break, it seems like, than at a music show. Because a music show, you can come in, you can, you know, and then you come back and, you know, the band's still playing.
Right.
But, you know, you kind of don't want to miss the comedy, and then after, like, an hour, and then people start jonesing. Maybe they get up and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I almost think that too, because I think unless you're like a well-established comedian who people just love to hear you talk because they just love you, Bill Cosby, Jerry Seinfeld, Louis C.K., any of those guys, where they can get away with doing an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And people are just like going, one more joke.
I think it's good to go to at least that point, though, because then at least you can know the momentum of the crowd kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it could always come back as more people filter in later, or a joke might hit a certain nerve and you'll think, oh, well, that joke, you know, is maybe I should put it here because it works like that, and, you know, kind of like that. Yeah, I mean, you still opportunity to do it.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it was fun times, and I'm glad that we get to keep doing it, and glad that people came out, and I tagged a bunch of people that didn't show up, and they
were
for various reasons, and I'm pretty sure that they will probably show up, like Zach Rowe, who was supposed to come out, and my friend Trina Smith was supposed to come, and she had some kind of a infection on her big toe to where she almost couldn't walk for a few days. That's a good excuse, and I said, oh man, that toe totally sucks.
Huh. Do you really think that's a good excuse, though, dude? Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick or whatever. But I mean, like...
She couldn't walk, dude.
You could have said to her, you said, oh, your toe, huh?
I have fucking no reason. I only got 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
you. My toe is so fucked up, it goes up to the knee.
Yeah. It's totally fucked.
That sucks. Did it get figured out, though? Because walking around on a bum toe can hurt.
Oh, yeah. She said she hopes to make it out on the 3rd because she needs to get out. She said she hadn't been out since the last time she came to the Calipuya Brewery to see, like, either Suns or Bleach. It's been, like, 2 or 3 years.
Lupia.
We ran into, we saw
Is that
Zach.
Place still open?
Lupia? Yeah, they just
Calupia.
Had the Calupia.
Yep.
The Calupia Brewery Compound. Yeah, they just had Jake Payne and Kaylin Payne's band on Cascade Rider on
I
Saturday.
I thought they were moving out of town.
I talked to him and he said, "Why? I don't even can hear that. They're buying a house here.
Must have a chance.
They're building a house." And I said, "Well, I heard different people say that you were moving to either Montana or Texas." And he's like, "I said, but people say funny things." And he said, "Yes, they do." And then he said, "Are the Bone Jars still a band?" He says, "Because I kind of miss playing those songs." And I was like, "Well, I don't know. Steve had some health problems, and then his son's tragedy. I don't know. Have you ever heard about that, Steve Carlisle? We talked about that, didn't we?"
I think we did.
Yeah.
And
plus, he had part of his intestine cut out. I know he still plays music, and we could probably do the Bone Jar.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say, sport, like,
don't know where to play.
like you guys have not practiced for in between shows for so long that, I mean, is there a point that you could ever say that you guys weren't a band anymore?
I don't know.
I mean, you guys could not play a show for like 3 years. You guys could go, "Yeah, we're still a band. We just haven't played in a while."
Yeah, we're not even on a hiatus. We just don't practice or play shows.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys don't generally, like,
we've
you
never
know,
broke up.
Spend like, you guys aren't like the twice a week kind of practices.
No,
right?
We're like
the
twice a year.
Yeah.
If we need to freshen up on some time. Yeah. No, I thought you were going to say, you know, you guys might go 3 years without playing a show. It's like, you ever find yourself to where you'd be at a point where you actually consider practice?
That's like, a fair question,
like,
too.
Like,
I mean, after
guys,
3 years,
gonna,
like, you need to you maybe
gonna,
run through the set list,
just
right?
Practice on stage and
yeah.
Pay for it? Okay,
yeah.
Let's do that.
No songs, and I don't know. It's harder for me to understand because I don't learn by the ear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, learning
practice,
and,
practice,
and
practice.
Keeping 60 songs that are so familiar with people's noggins.
Yeah.
Would be me going through a bunch of tab books, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Three, two, one.
We're going to talk about a little bit of sports, not Mandela.
Wow.
I know I don't ever talk about sports, but this headline has caught my eye of how fucking stupid people can be. The sports are so dumb. At least 3 people were stabbed following the Broncos' loss to the Chargers last Thursday night.
Wow.
It was obviously a very chaotic scene, and investigators have their work cut out for them.
No!
What's it cut out for?
Yeah, stabbed.
Oh, yeah. One person is in critical condition after there was a number of fights following the game. They have 3 suspects in custody. The Broncos 27-20 loss to the San Diego Chargers. Multiple stabbings in the parking lot.
That's fucking nuts, man. One of those guys need to, yeah.
Police are still in the process of figuring out exactly what happened. There were witnesses, and we transported them to the police facilities to be interviewed. But stadium officials released a statement last Thursday saying that the stadium is aware of an incident that occurred in the parking lot adjacent to the Sports Authority field a mile high. We are currently working with authorities to gather more information. I think they should just shut football down. If that was a concert or something, or a rave, they would shut that shit down.
Or a school.
Oh, man. What about a stabbing at a school football game because their team lost?
Yeah. I know that there's fans that are that serious. That's why I never want to be a serious fan.
Yeah.
So I don't even try.
It's scary, isn't it?
It's like, you know, I like my teams and stuff, and if they win, woohoo. If they lose, say, what are you going to do? I couldn't do anything about it.
It's pretty scary.
I'd stab somebody, I guess, but that doesn't seem like it would really put the win there.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, but I think it probably stems from people shit-talking, and then it gets personal, you know, like, oh, the Chargers suck. Oh,
thought you were going to lose.
Fuck
shit.
You and your mama.
Those
and then, you know, you got...
Like fuck horses.
You got beer that they probably shut off, you know, after... I think at the Raiders game, they shut it off fucking halftime. Our third quarter, definitely. Like, they don't serve in the fourth quarter.
Boy, then you got a bunch of not just drunk people, but they're fucking pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw somebody at the Raider game that had a bloody face after a loss.
Yeah, how many times did you punch him?
3.
Yeah.
Not a very happy moment to be in that stadium when they lose.
Yeah. You probably don't go to Walmart very much, do you?
I went to the Walmart here in town for the first time.
I think I've ever been to the Aldi Walmart.
First time around a couple days after Thanksgiving, and it was the first time I'd been in a Walmart in probably 10 years.
Wow, what'd you think of it? Were you blown away?
I just tried to hide.
You like hiding from the people taking pictures for people of Walmart?
No, I just, running into people that are, you know. Walmart has a high volume of people. And then with that comes a long, high volume of people that you probably haven't seen in a long while.
Yeah.
People from high school that'll ask questions like, oh, what have you been doing for 20 years? You probably still into those same things.
You're
still acting on stage?
How often can you go into a local Walmart without seeing somebody?
I know, that it's like a game to me.
Yeah. Try to see who
I did see somebody there, Flames, but I...
You went with him?
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
Well, there was this guy, he used to be a professional wrestler, I can't remember. So he was a pretty big heavyset guy. He got banned for life from every Walmart in the world.
Oh. Well, that, we had a guest here that was banned from a couple Walmarts.
Well, this is every Walmart in the world, and
that's pretty nuts.
He cried because he said he used to go to Walmart 2 times a day, every day.
You don't need to go to Walmart to get good deals on shit, though. You know where you go to get good deals on shit?
Fucking QVC.
That's right.
You guys are stupid for not buying shit out there, man. You get 5 easy flex payments. If it doesn't come before Christmas, it's free. We'll talk about that later, because I do need to address that fact to a couple of the listeners that are... You know, we'll talk about that later. I got to talk about this guy from Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona.
So he's one of those guys who tries to, what do they call it, price matching?
Oh, yeah, price warrior.
Yeah, so they say that we'll beat any competitor's price that's in print, you know?
Yeah, and then he goes and tries to get the cheapest in print and then goes all Walmart and...
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And that's not all he does, but he does it sometimes. He goes there in the morning with his mom, but he said he was crying. He was actually crying tears on camera because he didn't know he was not going to be able to go in Walmart anymore.
Yeah.
And so the guy that he was talking to said, we can't match that coupon or that price or whatever it was. And the guy said that he called the cops because he felt intimidated and threatened. Because the guy was like a former professional wrestler. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
And but he said he never threatened the guy. He went back to the store later the day for his second visit that he always does. And he was greeted by police and handcuffed, humiliated, embarrassed in front of everybody in Walmart. He said he felt ashamed. But like he was the bad guy, and I know I'm not a bad guy.
No, is this a super famous wrestler?
No, I didn't even mention what his name was, but it showed some pictures of him in his wrestling attire from back in the day. An injury forced him to retire. I think it was from the 80s or something.
Because sometimes just being, if you're that big, sometimes just being,
yeah,
is a fucking threat.
I mean, his neck is like a fucking Christmas turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. He made eye contact with me, man. He was big. That's a threat.
Yeah, and he said, hey, why aren't you going to match this price? And the guy's like, oh, he was going to kill me.
Yep.
His name's Joe Cantrell, so poor Joe.
Yeah. What's his name's brother?
Jerry. Yeah. It's because he was trying to buy the cheapest deal on the new Alice in Chains album. He's like, that's my brother's band, man. This says it's $9.99 at Music R Us.
We opened for Alice in Chains the other night.
Oh, yeah. Opened what? I opened for...
No, they played Alice in Chains after...
Oh, that's right. That's right. And Pantera.
Yep.
And then some Slayer to end off the night.
Yep. And then a 45-minute pool game.
Boy, that was something. Have you guys ever seen a 45-minute game of cutthroat pool?
Yep.
Billiards? Not pool. They weren't swimming, but yeah.
That's a slop game, too.
He pretty much... I hope nobody from the Denny's establishment is listening, but he did rip the felt off.
Oh.
I'm not saying who. His name is he did it. But a bunch of people were playing pool. Could have been anybody. But yeah,
he was playing pool.
He was crazy drunk. He was shooting his foot and shit.
He was like balancing between two chairs and shooting. However that helped him, I have no idea.
He's like, wait, where's my chair?
I equated it to Hollywooding, like when people play poker on TV and they...
he was playing it up.
They act like they're trying to make a decision, but they already know what they're going to do. They just want the camera on them a little bit longer.
Just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Just playing it up.
And, yeah. He should have got up there and did some open mic then.
Yeah. He should have, but I think he was too drunk.
He could have, yep, he could have held the cue stick in his hand.
He's busy getting fucked in the ass by Archie. Or wait, or however it works, the other way around, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was damn cold. We are going to apologize again. We missed the show on Friday. I have broken pipes. I still have no running water in my house because I'm obviously learning to tell jokes and play the guitar because I'm not a fucking plumber.
Mm-hmm.
I was rooting around in the mud. I had a full...
Roto-rooter.
I was a piggy rooter. And I was rooting around in the stinky mud underneath my house in a full rain gear, which was cool because I didn't get muddy. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like being a little kid. You could just roll around.
It's like a wearable slip and slide.
Pretty much, yeah. And then, this is gross, but I like to tell stories that are true. And this is true. I had been in and out of this little opening under our house. You got to go in and go around. Because I fixed the first one, I thought. Which is right under our kitchen sink, and then you turn on the water, and then both the lines underneath the washer and dryer were leaking. So I had to climb back in there, and you got to go around this thing, and it's just it's fucking shitty. And I've been in and out of there probably 20 times, and then the next day, I'm giving it another shot, and finish it up. And I'm climbing in there. It's like a kitty paw. Like a...
What?
A dead cat hind foot sticking up out of this... dirt and mud right where I've been crawling through the whole time. I mean, I had a
sometimes that is better.
Fucking what? Pet cemetery under my house?
Oh, yeah. You guys now, are buried on a pest.
We have
ghosts. I've heard about ghosts over there.
And we've got fucked up ABS under there, and we've had problems with our drains. We didn't know exactly what it was.
Automatic brake system?
I'm kind of ABS. It's like PVC. But it's
okay.
It's
the
African-American version of underground.
It's a plumbing type.
Yeah, ABS. I don't know what it stands for. But anyway, so it comes from the washer, and it's angled down, and it tees in with the kitchen sink, and then it keeps angling down for your grade so your shit can drain, and it's not your shit, but your water. And then it goes down to the bathroom. Well, it was propped up with these blocks, and maybe the cat that's dead, I don't know, knocked it off the block. So it went down and then back up, so that's where you lose your grade. You're not going to get any drain. That's why it was taking so long to drain. And because it was leaking around it, because the pipe was so old, because my parents didn't do anything to that house for like 40 years, there was cracks in the ABS pipes, so water was leaking out. And that's why it took so long for our sink and our washer to drain. Mm-hmm. And so it had, like, the water erosion splashing around on the dirt or whatnot had actually buried the pipe. So I had to dig that out, and it was like always. So I'm thinking maybe just the erosion and the water splashing around there is what buried that cat. Maybe it just crawled under there and died, because no one's going to crawl under our house and bury a cat. We haven't went.
How old is it though?
It had to be pretty old, because we have, well, no, it could have been a neighbor cat, I guess, but we haven't had any cats go missing, and we haven't smelled any dead animals. Like, it was right under our kitchen sink, and our floors aren't really insulated. It's a house from 1915, so you'd think if there was a dead animal under our kitchen sink,
it'd be before then. So it probably would.
It had a little bit of fur on it, but it was mostly just a skeleton bone. It looked like a little rabbit's foot.
Did you ask your dad? Maybe like one of your cats died.
No, I forgot to tell him that, I think.
Maybe they buried it next to the house, and then it kind of like shifted, like on a diagonal upwards.
No, they didn't bury no cats. They didn't even have any cats that were there.
They just flushed them like they do fish.
They had stray cats that used to come. You know, Setzer used to show up on the back porch looking for some fucking stray cat strut food.
Mm-hmm.
But and then once you feed a stray cat, it's going to come back once in a while.
Yeah.
And so maybe one of those just died. But yeah, it was gross.
Once you feed a stray cat, it'll buy a Gretsch.
So I just took a tarp and laid it over. I didn't want to, like, rebury the paw or, like, pull it out or anything. So I just covered up a tarp and kept crawling back.
Well, it could have just been a rabbit's foot then, for all you know.
It was a cat.
Oh.
And we got a rabbit still.
Mm-hmm. Because the cat isn't just going to sit there and lay there while he gets buried.
No, I don't think he got buried alive. I think it died there, and then, like...
Yeah, but the cat's just not going to crawl... Well, I guess cats do crawl somewhere when they're going to die.
Yeah, they do.
All right.
They got sick. They're just like, oh...
Yeah.
And my wife was worried about our back porch cats, because they don't come in the house, because they're just temporary residents. And it got, like, 4-3 degrees. And she was, like, worried that they were going to freeze to death. They get cold, but they huddle. They know. They got fur. They're wild animals.
Yeah, they find a cold place.
Yeah, so we just left them out there. But we got a guy who's like the walking dude in Brownsville. He's been the walking dude since like Anthrax came out with Among the Living. I'm the walking dude. That song about the stand by Anthrax. And he used to walk. He's just like, you drive across town in Brownsville a couple times a day, you're going to see this dude walking. And he just walks. He walks across the bridge, and then he walks back.
Does he wave?
No. He waves sometimes, but mostly he's kind of looking at the ground, just walking. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's... he's always got a big coat on. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it's hot. Got the big coat on. Cold, big coat still. So he's walking around in 4-degree temperature. Just walking.
What?
Walking, dude. Well, he was homeless for a while, and then he just got into that mindset of walking all the time, and he just walks.
Keep your blood going. But it would burn a lot of energy.
Like, I wonder how the homeless people stayed warm when it was like, it was 10 below at my daughter's house.
They huddle together with cats.
Yeah. They could hide in a guitar case.
Yeah.
There was an Okie from Muskogee. You know Muskogee, Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm.
Authorities in Oklahoma found a naked man in a guitar case.
In a guitar case.
Yeah, he was trying to keep warm after falling through ice.
Well, that kind of seems like...
what did I just say?
I can only picture one of those acoustic...
A gig bag?
Kind of like funky little cardboard ones.
What about a gig bag?
Oh, gig bag I could see, yeah.
If you were little enough, you could...
Yeah, you'd have to contortion it up, but I can't see... There's no way it was a hard shell.
Well, let's find out.
Maybe it was he carrying an airplane guitar case that has, you know, where it holds, like, the case?
This is a fucking weird story the more I read it, because we didn't have a lot of time... I haven't had a lot of time doing any research, because I've been busy under my house, and my brother's...
You researched plumbing well.
I did. But this dude, Zachary Aders...
Mm-hmm.
31. He was found wet and naked in a guitar case Tuesday, south of Muskogee. He was walking on an icy pond and it caved in on him. He took all his clothes off and got in a guitar case. He was in the guitar case trying to keep warm after he fell in the pond.
Walking on an icy pond. Dun, dun, dun.
Sleeping in a guitar case.
Why would you... Yeah, it doesn't seem like if you're going to walk out in the icy on an icy pond, don't forget to grab your guitar.
You think he had the guitar case with him?
Yeah,
yeah. He's like, fuck the guitar, I gotta get warm.
Yeah, you must have, but I just don't understand why you would think of, like, I better grab my guitar if I'm going to walk across the icy...
But I don't think he was in the icy pond when he was getting warm. He got out because he was found about 3 p.m. by some people checking on their cattle. What the fuck? They called 911 and the deputies responded. They had to walk back in there to find him. Back in where? Into the icy pond?
They must have.
They had to walk back in there to find him, and he was so cold he couldn't even talk. A spokeswoman for the East Star Health System Hospital in Muskogee said he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released. The temperature in the area was about 35 degrees. Windchill taken, it feels like 21.
Jeez.
That ain't nothing. 21, that's like fucking balmy out in this bitch. So yeah, if you guys ever get too cold, find a guitar case. Just get in there. Take all your clothes off first. And then just get in that guitar case. And you could open it up and let people throw money in it.
I just don't see how that would help. Like, as opposed to clothes.
Well,
I guess if your clothes are wet and then you were able to dry off before you got in the guitar case, I guess.
Maybe it had a soft padding inside that was like absorbent.
Absorbent. But those are usually in guitar cases that are like hard shell.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think
like that nice velour or felt kind of stuff.
And you gotta imagine like his head was up there where the neck is. His neck's just can't do much.
They got that little thing cut out for the guitar. Yeah, so that's where his neck was.
Yeah, he can't even pick his nose or like get his hand up there to do anything if it's itching.
They thought he couldn't talk because it was so cold. It was because his fucking larynx was crushed by the fucking guitar case. I wonder if maybe it was a coffin case.
And his finger was all
because those coffin. Have you seen the size of Ron's coffin case for his bass?
Yeah,
fucking thing is huge.
Yeah,
you could fit a midget in there if you wanted. I mean, I'll say.
Yeah, maybe the guy was small.
I know he was an Okie from Muskogee. 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 Okay, before I forget, let's get to this. We put my wife and I, well, she did it, but we put a little thing out on Facebook to family and friends to pray for my brother, Tony. He's going through a hard time right now. He had a little episode with his MS, and he got addicted to QVC. Now, we're going to make a little bit of light of the subject, but Tony, if you ever listen, you know that it's just funny. He said he should be doing stand-up, not me. But, yeah, so if anyone's
listening... Why can't you both do stand-up?
Like, I know Carrie Davis, I know you're listening because you listen all the time. You told us. So, Carrie, give a shout out for Tony. Pray for him. He's trying to make it through this tough time. MS is like fucking with his brain a little bit. And they're trying to find out what medication can keep him from going a little bit crazy. I mean, he ordered 13 coffee makers for the entire family off QVC. And nobody really even drinks coffee.
Yeah,
it was like $100 and some a piece, so that's like at least 13. He don't have that kind of money. Mindy's taking care of him. Any family members who know, it's going to be a short little segment here, but just wanted to get the prayers and thoughts going my brother's way and get him back.
Hell yeah.
Back to the normal action. But because I had some people asking online, oh, what's going on, Dave Forsythe? You know, you listen, and Dennis, our friend from Mexico, who chimes in every once in a while. So you guys just send your thoughts his way. So other than that, we had some other people I posted earlier today on Facebook that were going to be podcasting today, and what's on your mind. I could have swore there was a message from Phil.
Uh-oh.
Then now it's gone. Like he...
Uh-oh.
And it did say that he wanted to hear me sing Corey and Trevor Got Away, which is a song by Bubbles.
Uh-huh.
But I might do that. He wanted us to talk about the sign language incident at the Mandela thing. And... Was the guy really fucking with him, or is the whole sign language condensed down to like 6 gestures?
Well, what I can understand is, from what I understand of the situation, was they were at the funeral and it was an open casket, and the signer was there. Somebody was saying words, and then the sign language guy started putting his fingers up Nelson Mandela's butt. Right? Isn't that what happened? They're like, don't use your fingers for that. And people got to know, and they can't see because you're wearing a brown suit, and then you do the thing with your brown finger, and no one knows what letter that is. I don't know what happened. I didn't hear anything about Nelson Mandela's sign language.
Oh, you didn't hear about it?
No, that's why I made that story up.
Okay, cool. I thought you knew. A guy got up there and was pretending like he was signing.
Oh, he was pretending.
But most of the people... He didn't tell anybody, and if you see a dude signing at a service, you're going to think that it's probably legit. But he was doing all... I didn't get to see it either. I got to see Kenan Thompson make fun of him on Saturday Night Live on Saturday.
And he sure wasn't just some guy, like, rapping, going, yo, what's up?
And doing
some,
like, hand gestures. I don't know if he was doing the exact things that the dude was doing, but, Obama would say something. Because Obama was speaking at the Nelson Mandela thing, and... He was just saying, it was just ridiculous, little hand gestures he was doing. And apparently Obama got in trouble for taking a selfie with some person at the service. what are you doing taking a picture of yourself?
Oh, now he's photobombing.
He took a selfie of himself and another person. And it was some blonde prime minister, made me think that she might be somewhat attractive. A white blonde prime minister from another country. And so he selfied out with her, Instagram probably or whatever, and so he got some flack for that. And they were making fun of him on Saturday. It was pretty funny, but I think Phil said something like, "Can the entire sign language be, condensed down to 6 hand gestures?" And what the fuck's up with this person doing this at the Nelson Mandela?
It can be I'd say maybe like. 26 just letters of the alphabet.
Yeah. Well, no, they do words and stuff. I guess.
Well, I know. Yeah.
I guess you could spell out.
You could just spell everything out.
Yeah.
It'd take a long time, probably.
Yeah. Probably.
I heard that there's a big deal.
What?
About somebody's wanting Santa Claus to be black.
Oh, yeah, they made fun of that, too. And they said that the world, since we've accepted a black president, that we're ready for a black Santa.
Why does he need to change colors?
Yeah, exactly. My point, your point taken.
I saw...
Back that up.
Sometimes I watch Colbert and Jon Stewart, and so they were showing, like, that Megyn Kelly chick from Fox News, and which is showing at 10 o'clock at night on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, now, kids, if you're watching at home, Santa really is white. And he's real. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And it's like, what kid is watching... Jon Stewart said, what kid is watching Fox News at 10 o'clock at night who would have to be have insomnia but actually care enough to about politics to watch Fox News but just racist enough to like think you can't have a black Santa but also think Santa is real.
Yeah.
It's like there's no one out there that fits that demographic.
Exactly. We ran into Santa Claus at the Brownsville Saloon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my wife and her friend got a picture with him. Yep. I was like, well, I don't know if Mrs. Claus is going to like this, but so we won't tell anybody.
Stephen Colbert said that, of course, Santa is white. Because if anybody saw a black man coming down their chimney...
They'd shoot him.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one, Stephen. Stephen Colbert.
Yeah. Colbert. And I don't know. And but the whole thing on the Fox thing, too, is they started talking about how Jesus is white.
Yeah,
too.
He's not,
but
though.
It's like he is a fucking white man born in fucking the Middle East.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, how many white people are born in... These days, maybe a few, because of people...
Yeah,
living
but fucking...
Place. But if you're in Bethlehem, in fucking negative BC times...
Yeah.
There's not probably any white people. Like, I heard a comic say, if you saw Jesus on a plane today, you would nudge your friend and say, he's probably got a bomb.
You would.
Probably yeah. Wearing a turban or at least a crown of thorns. Oh, you know who showed up on that? They had a thing on there called the Three Wise... Instead of the Three Wise Men, it was the Three Wise Guys.
Yeah.
It was John Goodman, Robert De Niro, and Sylvester Stallone. Two guest appearances on Saturday Night Live.
That was Sly and the Family Stallone.
Yeah. And so they're riding these fake camels and they're just making wise guys
fake
jokes.
Cigarettes?
Fake camel cigarettes, yeah, they're riding them. And so they're riding along and just making stupid wise guy comments like, I brought some frankincense. What is that anyway? You know, they're just like,
nope.
Get out of here, forget about it. It was pretty, like, really predictable, but it was kind of funny, and it was just cool that they just showed up unannounced. You know, you got De Niro and Stallone.
That guy, frankincense, should team up with that guy from Impractical Jokers, Murr.
Murr, yeah.
They could do a Christmas comedy together.
You could find somebody named Frank and somebody named Sense.
Yeah.
We call him Sensey because he smokes a lot of weed.
Frank and Sense.
Frank and Sense comedy show. Also had a comment from a friend that I got introduced to through Phil, named Sean Leach. He lives over the coast. He came and watched Game Over practice a couple times. Mm-hmm. He, what's on his mind? CBDs, curing cancer.
CBDs.
That's stuff that's in weed.
Oh, cannabinoids?
Yeah, cannabinoids. Or there's THC, CBD, CBN, CBC, CBG, and 80 other chemicals are all in the class of compounds known as cannabinoids.
Yeah, and one has more than... One is more, if you think about the indica and the sativa. I might be wrong here. One is more about the cannabinoids, and one is more about the THC, right?
Yeah, the Delta-9.
And then cannabinoids is more like, that's for like the body effects, right? Like pain management and stuff like that, where THC is like the head trippy kind of change your...
get you stoned kind of stuff.
Yeah. And so, I mean, most weeds have a mixture of both.
You got that lighter, or do I got, you got both of them? Or?
I got one lighter.
I got one. I gotta try out these cannabinoids. I always thought it was just when you get really paranoid after smoking cannabis. No, mine doesn't. Mine has a sticker.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're both
so,
doing the brown note lighters.
Brown note lighters. The Delta 9 tetra. Oh, I dropped it on the floor. That's right. The Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, is a psychoactive cannabinoid responsible for many effects. It will cure mild to moderate pain.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you relaxation,
mm-hmm.
Appetite stimulation. Mm-hmm. THC has been demonstrated to have antidepressant effects. Now you got the CBD, which is what he was asking about.
CBD.
Cannabidiol. Cannabidiol. Cannabidiol.
Is that a drink?
No, it's a CBD.
No.
Cannabidiol.
Uh-huh. All right, yeah.
You want to drink a cannabidiol?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a bidiol. Bidiol. It occurs in many strains at low levels, and in rare cases, CBD can be the dominant cannabinoid, as high as 15% by weight.
What?
Yeah, it provides relief for chronic pain due to muscle spasticity, convulsions, and inflammation, offering relief for patients with MS, like my brother,
mm-hmm.
who smoked an ounce and a half away. Yeah, in 5 days.
Yeah, an ounce and a half, 5 days.
So that helped us cure his MS. Fibromyalgia and epilepsy, relief from anxiety-related disorders, and CBDs have also been shown to inhibit cancer cell growth when injected into breast and brain tumors with the combination of THC.
Wow.
So cancer people, smoke that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot it directly into your brain cell.
Yeah.
And then you got CBNs, which is a cannabinol. Cannabinol. You want to drink a cannabinol?
Yeah.
It is an oxidative degradation product of THC. It results from improper storage or curing and extensive processing, such as when made from concentrates. It has some psychoactive properties.
Mm-hmm.
It enhances the dizziness and disorientation users of cannabis may experience, but my opinion on that is the dizziness and the disorientation is probably coming from more of inhaling smoke. You're supposed to breathe
oxygen. Carcinogens.
You're supposed to breathe oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
It may cause feelings of grogginess and reduce heart rate.
Hmm.
You got CBCs too, which is a cannabichromin. A cannabichromin. I can't fucking say that.
Chrominoid?
It has, chromine.
Chromine,
cannabichromine.
All right, yeah. Oh, can I buy chromine?
Research conducted shows that CBCs has antidepressant effects, 10 times those of the CBDs, and CBCs also shown to improve the pain relief effects of THC.
And this is all from a study from the CDC?
The Center for Disease Control. No, this is from Pure Analytics.
Right on. That's cool.
Cannabis Potency and Safety Screening. It's California's most trusted cannabis testing laboratory. Check them out, Pure Analytics.
You know what I like to do? I like to, if somebody tells me, like, a strain of weed or whatever, I like to go right onto Google, and then I look it up on Google Image Search. You get a bunch of big old, like, close-ups of, like, buds. And
then you try to match it to what you got?
No, just because you got, like, there's so much variations even just between the same strain, too, sometimes how things can look, just from the way it's manicured or, you know.
Right.
Or the different stage of process it's in. Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You know? And then you can go on there to the Google and you can see if that's a sativa or an indica or what it's made of or like what other people review it as. I mean, that shit's all over on the internet these days, man.
Yeah.
You know, the other day I was in, we were on the way back from the store and this song came on.
What the fuck's that?
Genie's got a gun, dude.
Oh. Yeah.
When he does that a minute and 20 intro to that fucking song with his fucking. Yeah. And then okay. And then that little chiming. Genie's got a gun.
Or that Seinfeld bass.
Yep. And I thought, dude, I think the song's 20 years old. And I didn't look it up because I know I'm right.
Oh, it is.
I was just like, fuck. I sold that song.
Yeah.
They still play crappy songs. In 1993, they didn't play fucking songs. Well, maybe they did. From 73 that were just considered crappy in 73 as they were in 93.
That's right.
Fuck.
Well, Hans, buddy, hope you're listening. I don't have my Kindle anymore right now, so I don't have your theme.
What's an ounce of zitty blah? What's an ounce of zitty blah? What's an ounce of zitty blah? I got a $5. What? That was my owl in there, part of it.
Who, Hans's
Honzies. Honzies.
Honzies?
Today in Honzies CD player, he's listening to Noir Crooner.
Noir Crooner. You know, that's who, like, you, a, it's
no,
like
that's
a...
No, that's the description of the dude.
Oh.
You didn't let me finish. Do you know what a... Do you know
what a I was like, I was going to go with a joke about the category you must be in. That's his
no,
name.
He's listening to an album. It's called My Shadow Bride by a noir crooner.
My Dying Bride.
Nope.
A noir crooner. Now I got to think about that. A crooner or a noir? Would that be
like dark noir? He leads a band called the Black Dahlias.
Oh, I was gonna say Nick Seed.
Jimmy Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Yeah,
that was close. Nick Seed. That's totally
Yeah. Okay, that guy was dark, right? Even though I never listened to any of his stuff ever.
Jimmy Vargas.
Ah!
Jimmy Vargas.
That gangsta.
And the Black Dahlias. He was born in Chicago in 1919.
Yeah.
Whoa, check this out. Then, this is an interview, Hans. Do you know about this?
And did he sing the songs about Pulp Fiction?
He said Jimmy Vargas is the name I was born with in Chicago in 1919.
Hans was?
Before my death in Los Angeles, 1947. I have returned and earned and re-inherited the name after my rebirth in London in 1958.
Oh, I was going to say he wasn't even 30, but I guess he was reborn.
It's been quite a treacherous and tumultuous trip reclaiming my name, story, and unfinished life back. So he's back from the dead, apparently. He says he's not a person. Oh, wait, he's not a persona. He's a natural-born huckster looking for coins of grace and rations of redemption from a dissolute and diabolical past that is soldered into his silver cord. Hucksterism is his natural DNA.
Ah, he's a huckster, huh?
What the fuck's a huckster?
A huckster is like someone who tries to get one over on you.
Hans.
You know, some people call used car salesmen hucksters.
Hans. What are you listening to? Oh, yeah, that's right, Jimmy Vargas.
I listen to nothing.
I haven't even had a chance to sit down and listen to anything. The CD player in my car doesn't work, so I have to listen to crappy radio, and I just change the channel and change the channel and change the channel, and I never come across anything worth listening to. The best song I heard on the radio the other day was just Come As You Are by Nirvana, and that's just...
As You Were.
That's worn. It's even worn out now. It's worn out.
I saw the other day somebody perform that song that they do a bit of, well, that Chris does a bit of before that one song.
Which one?
Go over there now!
What was that?
That old Come On People Now?
Come on,
your brother?
Yeah.
The original?
I didn't know what he said.
They got that TV Mart or whatever channel it is that it just shows half hour, like one of them says Foreigner and Peter Frampton. And they're
QVC?
Like selling the, it's right along those. It's near that TV station, sure. But yeah, and then they just do 10-second clip performances of them, and one of them was the original of that song, and always cracks me up. It seems like it out of nowhere that he must have just came up with that, huh?
What, Come On People Now?
Yeah, they're just like, we're gonna throw that in there.
Come on, people now! I wonder if they just get it, like, off the cuff one time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's part of the song now.
It might even just been in the studio.
Yeah, maybe. You just might have been in the studio. You just never know. All right, let's see. Do I have any birthdays today that I'd like to talk about? No, I don't think I do. Nobody's kind of my friends anyway. That's the only people that matter. I'm sure there's probably some famous people that had birthdays today, but...
What is today?
Today is Monday.
The 16th?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
No. Yes, it's the 16th. You are correct.
All right, then today kicks off the 375 days of Christmas.
What?
Yep.
What's that even mean?
375 days till Christmas.
Till next Christmas?
Yeah, well. Who says you gotta start counting in the same year?
That's fucking bullshit, dude. Now they're gonna be playing Christmas music for next year before Thanksgiving this year.
Mm-hmm. dashing through the jingle bells.
With one horse open, turkey.
Yep.
Sucking on your fucking Halloween candy. Because all the fucking things are running together now. It's just one. Oh, yeah, okay. One happy birthday I'm going to mention. Billy Gibbons.
Oh, Billy Gibbons.
And ZZ Top. And
when was he born? Was he born 59?
49.
Oh, that was 90 years after Wilhelm Grimm died.
Oh, well.
The author.
Wilhelm Grimm?
Mm-hmm. The Grimm Bros. You know those guys, right?
Wilhelm.
Yeah.
I remember Wilhelm from Trading Places with Eddie Murphy. They made that $1 bet if they could make those guys trade places. Remember that movie?
Trading Places, yeah.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm. That was, it came out like a couple years before I was allowed to watch R movies, though. R-rated movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. First R-rated movies I saw was Pale Rider. I think, probably like 4 when Trading Places came out. Was it 1980 or 82? Like 4 to 6.
Right around there, yeah. But you probably watched it later.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces, but it's always one of those movies that I just never picked up and watched the whole, like, from beginning to end.
Right.
Yeah, shit.
It's pretty good. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Flames wants to eat her pussy.
Yeah. Yep. Also died on this day, Thelma Todd.
Who's that?
Not an American actress. She died in 1935, but they called her Thelma Todd.
Huh.
And Frank Gotch, an American wrestler.
I don't know who
that's
that
like my name with an O.
Dustin Gotch.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep, these are just fun people with nice names. Robert Henry Best. I bet that guy was, he was a podcaster in his day. Robert Henry Best. He was an American broadcaster and Nazi propagandist.
Wow.
Right now, he would probably have a Nazi podcast.
He probably would. Oh, it was, 20 years ago today, Shannon Doherty was fired from Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, man.
Wait, 902-1, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was a sad day.
Yeah, selling some infomercial products.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I don't have no outro music, so maybe you could dub that in. Because we're just about done with today's show. I'm about to pee my pants, but not really. I got time to say, hey, check out our website, tagcastpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can find all episodes, all 600... Wait. All 237 episodes.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's got all the seasons separated. There's lots of nice links on there. You can go to Amazon. Just
Christmas shopping.
That's
you can still
right.
get it in time.
Just on the left there, towards the top, it says Shop Amazon. You just click on that. It takes you right to Amazon. And then
blam.
Business as usual.
And then click on Pizza Now. I don't know where that takes you to, but do it. And then go buy some pizza. It
probably takes you to Facebook or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook is facebook.com/pizzanowalbany.
Yeah.
And their Twitter is @pizzanow1. You want to follow them because they put great deals on the internet that you can't know about.
I was craving Pizza Now at 6:30 in the morning the other day.
Wow. Did you have some ordered down to you?
Nope. It was 6:30 in the morning. I don't think they open up.
I think they're open 11 or 10:30.
10:30.
Yeah.
Earlier than any place in town for you guys who like to have lunch, pizza lunch. And sometimes I know that at my work we had lunch at 11, but most of the places opened up at 11. So you'd always have to wait a half an hour for some place to open up and get all the pizzas.
Yeah.
But Pizza Now, they open up 10:30, you call them.
Hot and ready now.
Bam, you'll have it at 11 o'clock at your lunchtime, and you won't have that extra half hour.
They've got that delicious bacon bread.
Oh, man.
And the cinnamon fucking things that are like, oh, man, good stuff.
You can get them both, too, the cinnamon bacon bread. With icing and barbecue sauce.
Damn. That almost sounds good. They'll do anything you want, pretty much.
They will.
If you tell them this is what I want, they'll say, all right. You want me to piss on your pizza? Okay. All right.
Whatever
floats your boat, buddy.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think we pretty much covered what we're covering today. I'm going to go cover the toilet and piss. I'm trying to piss on that. Tune back in on Wednesday as Dustin does the original version of the song. That's what it originally started as. That's right. I'm going to start bringing my guitar now, and we're going to do... Corey Trevor got away. Oh, fuck, there's George Green. Officer Green. One more note, Bubbles, and you're going to the drunk tank. Chicka-ching!
Oh. And rock on.
All right, metal.
Hey, all you pluggers. Here's some shows coming up that you might want to go to check out. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to kind of separate them a little bit, segregation here in the plug section between comedy and music. We're going to roll through as many comedy shows that I can think of off the top of my head right now. Let's see. We got, well, of course, first and foremost, even though it's not first in line, January 3rd. At Denny's Lounge at 3435 Spicer Drive here in Albany, right off I-5, exit 233. It's the Grand Slam Comedy Show, the second one. It's Noriko Ott and Tim Hammer coming down from Portland. Jesse Priest coming from Salem. Gatch will be hosting the show. I'll do a set as well, and that'll be fun times. It's a free show. It's 21 and over. It starts about 9 o'clock, and there will be an open mic afterwards, so that's always cool. Don't forget, there's lots of open mics for you to do around the area. Every Tuesday, we got like an open mic in Salem at the Capital City Theater. Every Wednesday, we have an open mic in Eugene at Tiny's Tavern at 3rd and Blair in the Whitaker District. And then every Thursday, it's open mic at the Green Room in Eugene, 7th and Willamette. Just check out for times. I mean, just get down there and get some stage time if you want it. Every other Monday at Taylor's in Eugene, it's Donk Gong Comedy Show with the K-Fly guys. So lots of comedy going on. Let's see. I'm going to be doing comedy at the Jose Youth Shelter 2 days after Christmas because I love to give back to my community. I'll be telling jokes for kids between the ages of 16 and 22. That are homeless and in need of some laughs, because laughter sometimes is the best medicine. I don't know if anyone else is available to go to that, but just want to let you guys know that I'm doing that. And then the 28th, I'll be at Sam Bond's Garage right across the street from Tiny's Tavern doing Bleepin' Funny, which is a clean comedy show. We bleep ourselves. That way you don't have to hear all that filth, flarn and filth. Let's see, other comedy shows. Jerry Seinfeld is coming to the Holt Center on February 7th, and Bill Cosby is coming to the Holt Center on March 2nd for an early 2 p.m. show because he's got to get home to get to bed by 5. Mike Birbiglia is coming to the Newmark Theater in Portland on the 24th of January, and I believe he's got a Eugene show too coming. I'm not sure. I thought I saw something about McDonald Theater. I will research that and look it up for y'all. And then at the end of the month, it's the same day as Bleepin' Funny. It's Seth Milstein's Comedy is Advertised at the Granary. And, oh, why did that happen? The song stopped, but I'm not going to stop talking. Somebody is just trying to call me right now, and I'm not home. Sorry about that. Mike McGowan has Pantsless Comedy every second Friday of the month at Cornucopia. And that's all I'm going to give you for comedy right now. I don't know who these are, but they were just announced. There's a concert coming up by White Chocolate and the Cigarettes. That's at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. That's coming up this Thursday, so I just wanted to say it. I don't even care about it. There's some shows I do care about.
Also coming on December 24th, Santa.
Yeah, to a house near you, if he can fit down your chimney. DRI is going to be in Portland with Word of Lies, Vultures in the Sky, and Roadkill Carnivore on January 17th, Hawthorne Theater. Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals with The Hymns and Author and Punisher. It's the Technicians of Distortion Tour. That's going to be at the Hawthorne Theater as well. That's January 18th. We've got a lot of good shows coming up. Death Angel's coming. Soulfly's coming. Too many to mention, so I'm just going to leave it for next week. And if somebody doesn't quit calling me, I'm going to kick their asses because I'm trying to finish this here. This was the most interesting plugs anywhere ever. Thanks for listening, and we will see you guys some other day. Go back to Tagcast Podcast and listen to our show. It's funny and stuff. All right. Peace out.